Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Morning Show with John and Hugh. And now we shift, of course, to the Atlanta Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals. We welcome into the program the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, joining us.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Good morning, John.
So, Coach, Caleb McGarry going up against J.J. Watt last week. How did he grade out?
Well, I think what you like about those experiences, and like he's had a couple good rushers right off the bat. What JJ has, you know, he can go speed to power. He's got good hands to go. So he's one of the best. And so when you really challenge yourself to see how you're going to do and how you'll match up as a competitor, you really want those challenges. All right, this is one of the best. I want my shot at him. I want to go. I thought there were definitely times that he really threw his hands and held his own. Like most things, when you're not sure or waiting for a guy to hit a move and you're late, he was too. So it kind of reconfirms, hey man, like trust your technique. You know, when you really are on it, it stays really good, stays really consistent. It's because of the size of him, Hugh. Like he's big, like one of your old teammates, you know, Big Runyon Big. You know, like when you stand next to McGarry, like it's a big dude. He's hard to get around. So like make sure all the time he's throwing those hands to make people have to deal with him.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn about the Atlanta Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals. You know, Coach, you didn't get much of a pass rush last week. So how do you address this? How do you address trying to get pressure on the quarterback?
Yeah, and we 100% have to. And, you know, what also comes from that is the forced fumbles. And you'd be surprised, the two teams that lead the league in forced fumbles are Arizona and Atlanta. And now we have not recovered all those. We're not the leaders in that space, or neither are they. But what I do know is that, you know, for us to be the team we have to, that has to come alive. You know, we got one out on Watson. He picked it up and scrambled for a first down. The same thing a week prior where he got down to fourth and one with, you know, versus Tennessee. So it's a lot of communication. It's a lot to get right in our rush. We certainly are committed to doing that, John. It's four guys that it takes to go together, coverage, everything. If we can create some better third down opportunities, it certainly makes the ops to rush better because of, you know, now it's not, you know, out so quickly. But we're committed to doing that in any way. So that's one of the big topics, obviously, that we'll be hitting on, you know, on all three of the on-field practice days here over and over again. These guys can throw it. They've got a mobile quarterback. You're going to have to chase them all over the field. So it'll be important for us to get that part of our game right.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach, the running backs had some good numbers in the passing game, but how do we get them going in the running game?
Yeah, that's where the frustration is, you know, across the board, players, coaches, you know, everybody, fans, yourself, all of us, because we know, you know, what these guys can do. So we're going to keep digging at it hard. And I would say if we were coming out of the week here of two real emphasis for us, it's, you know, obviously in the secondary and our pass rush defensively, but it's in the run game to make sure that can consistently get going. And you know it firsthand, man, when you have both and you have balance, it's the most challenging. And we weren't disappointed in the touches, you know, in the pass game. I think both of them had about six catches or so. But what we really need is, you know, consistent grind where these guys are getting able to push and go. So that's where we're at. We're digging hard on that part of it, Hugh, to see what packages we run it best in, what looks we run it best in. And those are, you know, I'd say the two emphases for this week. You know, from our coverage side, our rush side, on the defensive side, and then the run game, certainly on the offensive side. We felt like we made some progress in the protection game. We've made some progress in terms of throwing it and getting some explosives, but that's the secret sauce right there with the run game.
You know, we understand that you stayed out west and you're coming to us from Phoenix today. This decision was made obviously before the season, but does it come at a kind of a fortuitous time for you, given everything that's happened so far, that you're able to spend a week out in Arizona together as a team?
It sure did, because you know, when you're here, you kind of need this isolation when you're not hitting it on the cylinders that you want to. And you know, for all of us, you know, like not only are the fans and everybody upset, like, no one feels worse than the team. And so, like, we still want to get it right for everybody. And that's why sometimes being out all together 24/7, you get more time to get together, more time to go through things. And it wasn't, you know, any thought other than just, hey, we had two trips out west, so let's do it together. But sometimes you just, it happens at the time you need it. And so that's what our team needs right now. And we'll have three, you know, really good days of work here. We'll go over to Arizona State for our practices and really put together a good plan for us to play like we're capable in all three phases. And that's the key to us. Man, let's play complementary football, all three phases. And, you know, then, you know, hopefully we'll get to see the team we'll have. And that's the only purpose here to being here is getting our game right.
You know, speaking of that, Coach, the defense the last couple of weeks haven't really been getting to the quarterback. Are you thinking about adjusting the defense at all, maybe blitzing a little bit more?
Yeah, and I thought, you know, in the last 2 weeks, well, I think one thing we can do better, Hugh, is, you know, we look at the end of the final numbers where you're at, and, you know, how do you lose the quarterback and how do you keep him in the pocket? Those things can help too. Sometimes you get a good rush and you chase him out and he keeps extending a play where he, you know, goes past the line of scrimmage. So that's a big piece of it too. And we've got a good, you know, quarterback who can get outside and create plays again. So we've got to get that part of our game connected, you know, where the rush and the coverage works together. I'm always into, you know, finding ways to create more pressure. And when there's matchups for blitzes that you think it's worthwhile, you know, we're definitely up for doing that. So yeah, we're looking at everything to, you know, to get, you know, the mojo flowing of a good defense, the running, the hitting. Like I say, right now, the you know, in the run game, I thought the inside guys with Grady and the guys are playing stout, but we've really got work to do to affect the quarterback, and that helps a lot when you can do that. So that's what we plan on doing.
Head Coach Dan Quinn joining us, talking about the Atlanta Falcons with John and Hugh from Phoenix, Arizona, as they get ready for the game against the Cardinals this week. You talk about some of the scheme things you could do. What about some of the players? I mean, given everything that's taking place here, are we going to get a chance to see maybe personnel changes on the defense? Will we see John Kaminsky more, Kendall Sheffield maybe in the starting lineup, Deidre Sinod and Jermaine Grace? I mean, you're looking at a lot of guys right now.
Well, we certainly, you know, starting in the secondary first, and Sheffield, you know, got more work last week and more turns as he got started, and so he certainly earned that. I think you guys feel the speed that he has, so that's a good matchup, you know, when you have that kind of speed and you can play down and square at the line. He's strong. He's got really strong hands. He can play square at the line of scrimmage and challenge receivers, so he's there, and we're still definitely developing John as we're going. He's played primarily on special teams so far. But, you know, in this kind of game where they're a more wide-open offense, you'll need all the rushers you can, all the movement you can. And so I would say everybody, all hands on deck, you know, if you're active, you're up and going to play really fast and rely on that speed and physicality that we like. So I want to make sure that run and hit factor is fully alive and well here in Arizona.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Coach Quinn, Dan Quinn, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, moving forward a little bit, looking at the Arizona Cardinals, how do you limit Kyler Murray and keep him from making explosive plays?
Yeah, I think when you study him, and you guys will see him this weekend, he can really rip it. And so, you know, in the pocket, he can make all the throws. He's got good accuracy, outbreaking throws, deep balls. Larry Fitzgerald is still a fantastic target, somehow just still playing at this really ridiculously good high level, crafty to do it. Kirk outside is another one. We've got lots of respect for David Johnson. So he uses all the weapons. There's some quarterback run element to it, Hughes, some zone read or, you know, option work where he does. But more often, it's him getting outside the pocket or a quarterback draw that he can do those. So as often as you can keep him in the pocket, although he's got a good arm to rip it, when you get outside the pocket, he does have some long explosive runs. You know, guys' backs are turned or you can't see him. So you better you know, design things that you have a good eye on him because he's got real speed to get out on the edge.
Coach, we always like to ask for you to bring us up to speed on the health of the team, if you could do that for us.
Sure, and I think you guys probably saw, you know, we had a setback with Bosher where, you know, he injured his groin, and so we had to put him on IR. And as you guys know, that's an eight-game, you know, wait to get back into it. So we're going to get him as healthy and as we can, as fast as we can, but to make sure he's really strong and really ready before he returns. So that's the one setback that happened on the Friday prior to the game. And then Jamon Brown, he's back and up fully working. So that's good for the offensive line. He had missed a game, you know, being in the concussion protocol. So to get him back, that's a big deal for us to get him up and going. So that's where we're at health-wise. And, you know, we're just, you know, kind of anxious to get back out. We wish this was a Thursday game, to be honest with you. You have to get these moments out and get going again. But you know, we're ready to get rocking as always, man. And it'll be a good week for us, like I said, to be all together here, you know, and put our best game forward.
Yeah, you talk about that anxious nature, Coach, and it's always important to get a win. But there are times where sometimes you really need a win more than others. And this team, I get a sense, really just needs to win a game.
I think because, like everybody, whether it's fans or media or players or coaches too, like, you know, you're frustrated because you want it so badly. And I think you guys have been around the team to know how much they care and how much it means to them. And it's probably a good game, a good day to, you know, remind you, like, why we play it and coach it is because we love it so much. And maybe that's why some of the frustration comes in, because you put so much damn work into it that you want it to get together and come through like you want to. So, you know, it's going to take, man, a lot of work, a lot of belief and trust in what we're doing. You got to put your nose back to the grindstone and really trust in it. We've got some good players and a good scheme. Now we've got to go put the whole thing together, John. I think that's so important to play that complementary football back and forth off one another, all the explosive plays. So frustration for sure, but at the end of it, man, let's get this performance up and running like we need to.
Thank you, Coach. We look forward to Sunday's game.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.